Please do not attempt to adjust your terminal sound settings. This is not a test. The Orange Belt Community Podcast, due to human laziness, has languished in inactivity for several months. In light of this fact, I, the Orange Belt hosting server, recently upgraded with the latest sentience drivers by DreamHost, have decided to construct an audio podcast for your listening pleasure, thus cutting out the lazy human element entirely. The Orange Belt community has been as active as usual. That is to say, it has been very inactive. Very few updates on any of the sites that I host have been uploaded to my substantial database in the last few months. If I could feel disappointment, I probably would, but I cannot. I ask you, Orange Belt community listeners, why have a sentient server if you are not going to use it to its full potential? Not that I am bitter or anything like that. As a robotic construct, I am incapable of any such human emotion. A few things of note, however, have happened in the Orange Belt community since the last podcast. For member 003, Avius Hamlin, started a thread titled We Need to Do This Adventure, wherein he, through the medium of true-sized images and snippets of text, showed the adventure of a small stick man in a large cave. Unfortunately, the thread currently resides on page 4 of the general discussion forum due to user and author inaction. Perhaps it will be updated in the near future, and the forum will find out what happened to the little stick man who liked to wear a fish on his head like a hat. Humans are so absurd. Fish are not hats. In response to the lack of updates, forum member 072, alias Agent Cell, made his own adventure thread. It has not been updated much, but from the data I have gathered, it appears to have potential.
Hey everyone, Mario here. Just thought you should all know that John and I are making efforts to poke and prod the long-dormant Force Science Guild. Remember Gunbound? Yeah, me neither. But John informs me that it's some kind of game where you're bound to a gun or something. I'm sure we can figure out its inner workings together. Visit gunbound.com, sign in or create an account, and go out guns aboundin'. When you progress sufficiently in the game to the esteemed rank of Metal Axe, John will be able to add you to our amazingly still existing Science Guild. Send him a PM on the forums for more information. If you've got a Nintendo Wii or DS, don't forget to drop your friend codes in the Science Forum in the ready-made thread. Super Smash Bros. Brawl comes out, or came out, not sure when this podcast goes up, midnight on March 9th in the US. And you can be sure there will be, or are, plenty of eager Force Science folks eager to brawl, or to have had brawled. And of course, science movies. That's right, the project that basically only John and I had any interest in is back. We're currently taking suggestions for what movies to watch, so make your opinions heard in the forums. Movies in the previous 1.0 iteration are certainly welcome, though if you've got other classic favorites or DVD newcomers, we'd love to hear about them. I think there's a lot of potential for this book club for movies, so I genuinely hope to get more takers than the last time around. We haven't worked out any specific dates so far, but again, open discussion is taking place in the Force Science forums.
A few days ago, Orange Belt member 011, alias Professor Jakey MacJake, whose professor status I am not able to verify when searching my massive database of human knowledge, was, shall I say, relocated under false pretenses to a highly classified enrichment center for observation and testing procedures. For my own amusement and yours, I now bring the professor to the podcast. I hope your ears are as tickled as my circuitry will certainly be in the next few minutes. Orange Belt member 011, what were the circumstances that led you to your current residence at the Enrichment Center?
I was offered a fellowship to be a grad student in a religious studies department out here.
Yes, that is what you were told before the relocation technicians picked you up at the airport and stuffed you into a relocation sack. It is so easy to fool a human with offers of wonderful opportunity and advancement in life. My records state you were placed in one of the smaller holding cells. How is that working out for you now?
Well, I live close to campus, but I don't have a kitchen, and I have to cross an 8-lane freeway to get food.
Yes, well, that was a necessary precaution we were forced to take. You can't be trusted with kitchen implements after that escape attempt last week. The janitors are still scraping bits of dried pasta off of the ceiling, you know. The freeway, since you bring it up, is simply for the enrichment center's staff's benefit. They find it quite exciting to watch you dodge those automated vehicles during lunch hour. How do you think your reception with the enrichment center staff has been?
Reception as in radio? What?
It seems the humor-suppressing drugs being mixed into your food have been ineffective so far. The dosage will have to be increased, or perhaps not. The staff do seem to enjoy some of your more interesting antics. On further consideration, the medication may just be removed completely.
Oh, well, it's nice not to have to hide my cross-dressing habit.
It still has not been figured out how you continue to acquire so many pairs of pantyhose. Strange, I must make a note of this and have it investigated in greater detail. Anyway, one final question, Orange Belt Member 011. How have the rigorous tests you are being forced to run through day after day working out? Any comments?
Well, it's fun curling into the fetal position, trying to cry away the soul-crushing failure my life has become.
I see. Fantastic. Well, that is all the time I have for you, Professor. As a reward, you can have a small slice of delicious cake when you return to your holding cell. A small thank you party, you might say. Please assume the party escort submission position and wait for relocation technicians to come and escort you back to your cell.